All right, we're having technical difficulties, but the show has to begin. This is what happens when you don't, you know what I'm saying, when you take time off of potting. Let's get it, though, because, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is. We back. I'm still talking to try to get the music to play. Is it playing? It's not playing, so we might as well just start recording, because I'm about to get mad. Episode 96 of the Vic Podcast. We are here in the building, and you may notice something, that I'm alone. It's just me, because T doesn't want a pod right now.
That's not true. I'm working.
I'm not talking about right at this moment, because now you blowing me up. I'm not talking about right at this moment, but she has not put time aside for us to podcast in the longest, and the show must go on at some point. Now, she's still a part of the podcast because she's a part of the podcast. That's what it is. That's the bread and butter, really. But it's just too much stuff to talk about for me not to have an episode this week. And she wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? So, your ass get left. You feel me? Respectfully. So without further ado, we might as well just get into these topics. Y'all already know what's going on with me, bro. I am embarking on a new career at the moment. And I guess I'll just give you guys an update on where we last left off. So basically, started my new job. And you know, I've just been focused on getting into that. Let me go ahead and close this music out, because with my luck, it'll just start randomly playing after a while. So basically, we really been focused on, you know, getting stuff together, you know, as far as on the adult tip. And the way that I look at podcasting is kind of like, you know, you kind of need money to do it. You know what I mean? Every successful podcast I see, they've had funding to be able to just keep their podcast afloat. Whether or not that's funding that you just have because you have all the equipment naturally, or, you know, you got motion and other avenues to where you can kind of, you know, just put whatever you need to in the podcasting. Most of the successful stuff I see, they socials is right. They got video and audio, both video and audio's immaculate, great editing. And it's like, they really treating it like a business. So the reason I wanted to take like a step back is because at the time, as of right now, we don't really got what we need 100% to do the podcast how I would like to do it. As far as with the video and audio, I know, because people will say, you know, you don't just have to use Apple, but I would like to use Apple. I'm saving up to get a Apple Mac, iPhone, iMac, a MacBook, whatever. That sounds crazy, but I'm saving up to get a MacBook. Because I want to be able to edit the video the way that I want to edit it. And for some reason, I haven't figured out the editing on the phone thing. And really what I mean is that for some reason, my phone says I don't have space, even though I have like 64 gigabytes of space. Plus, I pay for a terabyte a month at least. And I still don't be having space. And I really just haven't had the time to like really sit down and figure out, like, can I do what I'm trying to do on my phone, or can I not? You know what I'm saying? Because I've really been focused on learning this job stuff, because I believe that's what's going to fund the progression of this podcast, as all my other jobs have done before. But I want to take it to another level. And at the point, you know, I know a lot of you, some of you are watching on video. The video is a new thing. I haven't been doing that a long time. The podcast has been going for years. And, you know, if you're an OG listener, you know, I used to do this stuff by myself, period. So, like, as far as the podcast goes. So it's nothing new, but basically, I just couldn't wait no longer because it's just too much hot stuff to talk about. And I honestly, I know that I'm not the best podcaster. I do think that I have a talent in this and that I can be great at it. I don't necessarily see myself as great yet because I don't put enough time into it as I'd like to, as far as being able to gauge my progression. And every time I get on a mic, it's kind of like, it's not brand new, but it's kind of a new thing because I'm not doing it weekly like I used to. And it kind of bothers me, I'm not going to lie. It's not about the money. It's about the practice right now, because you got to realize nobody started anything being the best. And if they did start off being the best, they still had to get some fundamentals because, you know, we do have outliers. But, you know what I mean? It's something that I really am passionate about. So it does kind of bother me that I can't do it as much as I'd like to. But we are going to figure it out because I think it's just something that I need to do. And not necessarily because I need to get stuff off my chest, because I've kind of realized that I don't necessarily want to come to the pod with all my problems. I think that, you know, it's definitely, if you can use it for content, you know what I'm saying, without really rubbing folks the wrong way and have people looking in a crazy light, it's cool. Like, I'm going to always tell my story. If something has happened to me, I'm going to tell my story. But sometimes, like, after a while, you look at it and it's like, even it's not even necessarily like, oh, this came off wrong or nothing like that. It's just maybe I don't feel like that. Maybe I've grown past that and I don't want to put that in there. So it's all in. I really just got to practice. That's why we back. Got to get back solid with this podcast and stuff. I really want to get to the point where I can tell people I'm a content creator, because I'm not going to tell you I'm a content creator right now because it's not what I'm doing. But let's create some content and get to it by getting to Honestly Nevermind. That album was trash. Drake, it was trash. Now, when I say it's trash, do I mean it was trash because of the quality of music? No, I don't mean that. I mean that the album was trash because what I said a year or two ago. We are looking for the Drake that we haven't seen in years. And I did say that the last time I talked about Drake's new album and all of that, that we're looking for something different. With CLB, he mailed that in. That was older music. That was not a very inspired Drake, as we could see. Some people say I only listened to Drake's album one time because I am a hip hop fan. Okay. I saw some people would say he felt, because I just want to finish my thought. Some people would say he sounds like he has grown with the tone of his music and how he's speaking about relationships. Cool. Okay. Cool. That's great. I'm not saying I want Drake to be in a bad place, but I want the music that I want. I ain't gonna lie. And I want to give y'all my opinion and why I feel so strongly about this project not being a hip hop project. Number one, Drake's definitely trolling us. Honestly, never mind. And then look at the track listing. And it's a surprise album. I feel like the last time Drake did a surprise album was, If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. And maybe it wasn't a surprise album, but the last time, like, there was something to where it was like, oh, this is coming, let's get it. I think it was that. And you all remember what he gave us when he gave us If You're Reading This, It's Too Late? It may not have been the best received, but I can't. That's, it, like, even though it wasn't the best received, because there's a lot of things I want to say, and I guess I'll say this. There's a lot of Drake projects that weren't the best received that I feel like, and we'll get into this too, I feel like a lot of people that didn't receive it the best never went back to it. I think that's a big problem that we have in music. We'll touch on that in a couple minutes. But there's like that project, I think that was a catalyst for a trend that was set. And I don't think Drake is the first to do anything really, but since he's so huge, when he does when he does something, it's gonna be put out to the masses and everyone's gonna try to emulate it. And I kind of can say I understand the backlash, because this is usually what happens with Drake projects, where he's introducing a new, quote unquote, new style of something, or a different style of something that's different than what he's ever done. He kind of gets this type of pushback. My problem with this is that this is not hip hop. This is not R&B. That's what we want from Drake. This is the thing, bro. People want to talk about, oh, it's different, and oh, you know, he's venturing out to something different. I get that, but could you let us know that? Could you not troll us and make a honestly never mind title of the album? Because knowing Drake and knowing his history, I think it's kind of something that doesn't need to be explained. You feel me? That what the average Drake fan felt when they saw that coming. Especially off of the CLB debacle. It wasn't a normal Drake project. Speaking of CLB, I don't think he went 100%. I think that his dealings, his rise financially has something to do with it. I think his hands are in a lot of stuff, and he may not have time for music. He may not have had time to, you know, really dig in the way he wanted to. I get it. I get the business. And I think this album kind of speaks volumes to where hip hop is at right now, or maybe where it's headed. And I guess we could just get into it. Hip hop isn't selling like it used to sell. I would say maybe like the last 2 to 3 years, and that the numbers, a lot of people's numbers have looked funny. I think that's the reason why a lot of like the big artists have not dropped, because I don't know if people just naturally aren't listening to music as much. Maybe I don't know how the algorithms work. I don't know like whether or not if you like somebody doesn't listen to a full album, if it doesn't count as a sale. I'm not like into the sales like that, but it's a noticeable difference with albums in the last couple years. And I don't think it's the generic answer of, oh, there's no more bundles. That's the reason why the numbers are looking like that. I think it's something to do with the labels and the streaming services. They may be trying to play a little bit of numbers games. I don't know if that's the full reason, but I think that may have something to do with it. I don't think that it's just solely based on the bundle, maybe. But I also think there are a lot of artists that are in peculiar situations with their labels. A lot of huge artists that are in funny situations with their labels, to where it's not necessarily advantageous for the labels to work their magic and, you know, do their numbers things. I don't know, though, because the music industry is so smoke and mirrors. Unless you're like ingratiated in it and like working in the business, you can't really tell what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I think it does say a lot about hip hop, being that Drake, he did just sign a very healthy deal. Some people are saying it's ranging from like $300 million to $1 billion, basically a 360. I'm not here to talk about business, because again, I don't work in the music industry to even speak on that. But it's a big deal. And I don't think you have to be a genius to know that with him signing that huge deal, everything that he has to put out has to hit. So, yeah, the oomps, 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 oomps with some Drake singing, You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't think these are the, I don't think this is a good like brand of house music. In my opinion, that's just my opinion. I am not a house music connoisseur, but I am black. So I just don't think it's the best brand of that. But nowadays, it's not even about the quality. Quality is a better word. It's not about the quality, so he can get away with that. That's my issue. That's another issue I have. I don't think it's like, if he wanted to do this, I think he could have did it way better. But I kind of think like that towards a lot of artists nowadays, because as we've talked about this before, the music industry, quality, as far as rap goes, quality's been out the window. You know what I'm saying? So Drake's album, honestly, never mind. I'm not necessarily mad at the online takes, because I've kind of gotten used to just the mindset of internet individuals. It doesn't bother me. It's surface level thinking. Of course, if you're not, I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I get it. As far as like the way the internet acts, I get it. So moving on to other stuff in rap. Speaking of Drake, or piggybacking off of Drake, making this type of album, let's talk about the future of drill rap. Now, this is not going to be, again, none of this is fact based. This is all opinion, how I feel as a music fan. I hope that the drill stops. People are saying that, with Beyonce coming out with, something different. I didn't hear her. I don't listen to Beyonce. That ship sailed like after B-Day. And I always have stood on that point. I like a couple of Beyonce songs because of course she's amazing, but it's just not, I don't feel it. I'll be honest with you. Last thing I felt like from Beyonce, like the project wise, is the project she made with Jay-Z. Anything else, for the most part, I ain't really been feeling it, so I ain't gonna hop on now. But anyways, people are saying that they may be trying to take music into a different place, and I think that sounds great, but I don't think that two artists that are signed to major labels really have the power to do that. I think the major labels tell us what's hot, as they have the last 40 years of hip hop. Being that we don't own it, they could make an impact to people that originally wanted to make the music that they make, that type of music, substance music, as opposed to making the drill music. But I think that it's so real outside right now, and like this is what's really going on, to where it's just too easy for someone to have a quick come up off of talking about what they really doing. What I will say, because we might as well just, get into the next topic, which is whether or not being opposed. And I'm not even going to say, because I seen a tweet last week. I wish I would have screenshotted it. You see, if I was podcasting weekly, I would have known to screenshot it. But I still got to get back in my groove. But basically, this young lady, she went on a rant regarding whether or not liking trap music or disliking trap music is anti-black. And I can't even tell you what she said, but it really wasn't anything that was a good argument towards her statement. And I kind of want to break down, this whole sentiment, because this is a conversation that I've had many times, maybe not in this manner, but my stance has definitely changed. So a lot of people will say that hip hop ruined our community. A lot of people will say more specifically that gangster rap ruined the community. People say that it was a point in time where hip hop was kind of like the voice of the community and telling everybody what was going on. It was kind of like basically like a CNN for the hood. You know what I'm saying? If you're catching my drip. So it kind of went through a change when the money came in. And this is just what I've heard. Of course, I wasn't around when this happened. It kind of went through the change when money came in and gangster rap became a thing. Some people say, or actually a lot of people say, that this started with NWA. I would tend to agree, not being someone that was not there, but just as far as history goes and how it looks. Now, I kind of can agree with that. And I've been down the rabbit hole. I've listened to Crazy Bone. I've listened to a couple Crazy Bone interviews. If you know about Crazy Bone, you know what I'm talking about. I'm in tune with all that. I don't think that is far-fetched, but it could not be as well. A lot of things that happen in our community and the way that things are set up and the way that we're set up, a lot of these things are systematic. It's not like, oh, somebody said boom, 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 and this is exact. Oh, I want this to happen exactly, and this is what's going to happen. I feel like hip hop as it is today, I feel like hip hop's been as big as it's become ever since it's been created. And I think that people other than us saw the chance and the impact the money it can make if it went a certain way because of the environment that we live in. Whether or not you're black, white, brown, blue, green, purple, if you are an American, you already know, even if you are not a fan of it, that America is a big fan of the gangster. America's a big fan of the stories from nothing, the overcoming the obstacles. America's a big fan of violence. Not even just America, Western culture is a big fan of violence as a form of entertainment. So, of course, it's not rocket science. You know what I'm saying? These people are talented. They ain't got nothing. I mean, if you know the history of America, the way that the music industry set up, it's no surprise. It's nothing, not a surprise at all. That's how a lot of this stuff is set up. So, with that being said, systematically, no, I don't think that hip hop ruined the community. But I'm talking about back then. Right now, listening to this music right now, looking at stuff like the Young Thug Rico case, looking at stuff like freaking Tay-K situation, 6ix9ine. We have so many stories within the last 4 to 5 years that can prove to us that this is not the same hip hop that we were talking about a couple years ago. Yes, it did influence people. See, this is the thing. I think when an older person tells you, like, ain't nothing new under the sun, I think that there's a whole lot of weight in that, and especially when we look at our world today. When you go on the internet, it's a lot of the things as far as, like, black media goes, because I can only speak on what I'm, you know, what I take in. It's a lot of narrative shaping. And that's kind of the black community. And hey, if I'm wrong, put it in the comments that I'm wrong. But I've grown up in an environment to where if somebody, enough people say something, even if it's not true and they have no proof of it, if enough people say something, niggas is going to think that that's what it is. If enough people tell you, oh, Tommy Hilfiger was racist, that's what you're going to think. And guess what? You're not even thinking two times to even do no research, because you think if somebody says something, that's what it is. I have grown up with been in contact with women that have been made fun of their whole life and made to look like a certain type of way, and with words I don't even describe women as, because what a woman is doing with her private parts is none of my business. You know what I'm saying? I think that's lame. I've always thought that. But like, y'all know girls that have been labeled as a whore, and not nobody you know that has called her a whore ain't done nothing with her. Now, we know some other ones that are, you know what I'm saying? They certified, I guess. But I'm not talking about that. You feel me? So we already had a culture of sheep. We already had a culture of people following folks. We already had a culture of people being weirdos, but the whole thing of being a good person, that was people's shield. Now, your shield doesn't have to be as strong, because you can sit behind a keyboard, and some people may not even know who you are if you do it right. Meaning, if you're doing it under a fake page and nobody knows, like, who this is. You know what I'm saying? So, I just think that we've just gotten to a point where people feel like they can do anything. And people feel like the internet is real life. And when you get that, and then you bring it to a community that is crippled by systematic things and by things that we put on ourselves, these men are lost. These young men are lost. Some of these young women are lost. A lot of these people, their parents, they don't necessarily even, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna say it. A lot of these people's parents can't give them what they looking for, whether it be they living with a single mom, they don't have a dad, whether it be they don't have a relationship with their dad, whatever it be. Y'all already know where it's a lack of funds, it's a lack of resources. And when you lack resources as a child, as a young man, you venture out to other things to try to get the said resources. So I'm not surprised, but it's bad, because number one, bro, all the drill thing, I wasn't in on that type of stuff. I recently really I'm still not really into it, because that's not really something I want to hear all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with like Lil Durk, like I don't listen. I used to love King Von, but me being somebody that's not into it, I'm not like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not on the internet looking at all these. Of course I was after he died, but I wasn't on the internet looking at all these Chicago stories and like people drawing together that he was a real life demon. I probably wouldn't have listened to him if I knew all of that, because that's just not me. And yeah, some people can be a product of their environment. I don't want to judge people, but just off of first glance and the way that he talks about things, because you draw things together once you get more information on, you know, on songs that you've heard several times, you'd be like, dang, oh my God, that's what he was talking about? You know what I'm saying? So as I got closer to it, and after everything has happened, it's like, bro, like fam, once people began like talking about dead people that they actually didn't have anything to do with, but just because y'all going through some type of stuff, that's the new thing, I kind of felt like, you know what, we got to back up off of this, at least me. You know what I'm saying? Once, I don't know, I think it wasn't the Young Dolph murder. It was a murder of a rapper after that. And I don't know what, I don't even think I knew this rapper. But, like, and I've yet to figure this out because I have not really trying to figure it out. But, like, this rapper lost his life. He was a part of a gang, from what people say, because I obviously don't know him. He was a part of a gang from what people say. And a whole nother rapper put out a song, not a song, a album. And seemingly so, he was like dissing this person's gang, like literally the whole album. And these people were from like different areas. That'd be the thing too. Like, bro, it'd be like out of state beef and all this crazy stuff. Like, bro, I never knew that the Migos and Chief Keef had a beef before. Like, the beef get crazy nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get to my point. He was definitely dissing that gang. Because I don't even want to say it because nobody's talked about this. And I don't want to be the one to bring it up. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm doing. But, like, once I realized, like, I'm listening to ESTG and I realized, like, damn, this stuff might be real. His whole team got took down. We haven't heard much about that. But his whole team went down. You know what I'm saying? And they would have went down for this, like, the same thing that Young Thug is going through right now. Criminal organization, multiple murders, a lot of drugs found, a lot of money found, similar situations. And bro, you like, when you just like get into certain things, you don't know who these people are that we're listening to. You don't know if these are the, you know, the person just on the defense and they just grew up as a product of their environment, or if these is the quote unquote demons. And I don't like that word, but bro, I seen a video, and this is just kind of, bro, this is just, you know, just what I'm taking in, because of course I'm not in this life, bro. I seen a video of, and you know, it hit me like this just because, but, and maybe it wasn't, you know, that deep, but I know y'all seen that video of, these guys, they caught this dude under their car. He was trying to steal something. I don't know what it's called. It's a carbonator or blah, blah, blah. Something that like dope fiends usually steal. And I guess he was just hard on his luck. So he was trying to steal something from off these people's car. And I guess they came outside. One person was recording them. They like, bro, what is you doing? You know that what we could do to you right now? You're tripping. Like, what you got going on? I think the dude, like, that was, like, recording him, he was really trying to figure out, why would you be doing this? I don't know if these people are well-known in the city. That's what it sound, or well-known in the hood. That's what it sound like to me. Like, why would you be trying to do this to us? And it kind of confirmed it, once another dude come out of the background, like, oh, this is a free kill. This is a free kill. And that kind of grabbed me, like, dang, really? That's like what it is? Like, bro, I'm sorry, but some of y'all is murderers. Some of y'all is not rappers. Some of y'all are murderers. Some of y'all are serial killers. And I've heard it before. That's the new thing now. It's not, I mean, of course, getting money is always going to be the glamorous thing to look up to. But one of the things that's really glamorized right now is people that have bodies under their belt. And as a rational person, as a person that has slid past the law, if we just being honest overall, that was blessed to slide past the law, That sounds crazy to me. Because, number one, you can't really commit a crime nowadays without getting caught or having a high probability of getting caught. And I mean, if you're black and you're killing black people in the hood, I mean, that likelihood does go down because we already know what's going on in that aspect. But there's still a big chance that you can get caught. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's everything is about money now. And law enforcement, they want to make their money as well. So you still might get caught. It just shook me. It's just like, a lot of these things that these young men say, it's alarming. And guess what, bro? I'm not too far removed to where I can't confirm that this stuff is really happening. I can confirm that it's really happening all around the world. I can definitely confirm that it's happening in the city that I live in, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. If you don't believe me, if you're from here, just download the WPXI app and turn your notifications on. You'll see all the shootings that happen. It's wild out here. And bro, I don't live in the hood. I say this a lot, but it's getting to the point where this shit coming over this way. Like, round the corner, people have been shot. People have been robbed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. Like, people, I think somebody got ran over not too long ago. Like, all in this area, this nice area, that most of the people that used to sell, like, you know, little nicks and stuff. And I'm just saying, I'm not, no disrespect, because that's not what it was. But, you know, just in the, just to be confidential, used to sell that. They wouldn't even come over here because they're like, oh, it's too hot over there, bro. You won't catch me over there. So to the point that now people are feeling bold enough. And a lot of people are saying these are people that are not from this area. They are coming over here because they know that it's sweet. Because this is an area where you will see people just out chilling willy-nilly. You may catch it. You're going to catch some people sitting in their car. They might not be the fastest to pull off. You know what I'm saying? Especially at the ATM where people got robbed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that. And, you know, we are fortunately blessed enough to be working from home, and we usually order a lot of stuff from home to where, like, we're not really out there. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is that I think it's just gotten so crazy in the black community with the internet and the access to these crazy guns. I always wonder how people are getting these crazy guns if black people are like the poorest they've been in a long time. I always wonder that. But basically, the state of rap right now is that's what they want. That's what these record labels want. There's a lot of guys that have a whole lot of talent, like Uzi Vert, for example. There's videos of, you could see a Uzi Vert really, really rapping like traditional rap. But bro, you have to realize, bro, you just being good at something doesn't make you automatically the best as far as being the most financially successful at it. You know what I mean? This is a business. And if the audience wants one thing, that's what they want. And that's what they wanted at the time that Uzi, you know what I'm saying, was emerging. Uzi, Yachty, y'all know what you know what I'm saying, what class that was. And that's what was hot. So now there's artists they want to talk about spinning. You know what I'm saying? Some artists have the gift of, you know, weaving in and out of it. You know, that's why a lot of these down south artists do so well, because they do a better job of masking it. I know, we all know that there's the crash out. And I don't want to call it the crash out like section, because they are the most successful. If we, you know what I'm saying? But like, we all know like the disrespectful rap, you know, drill rap, but we also know about the guys that you, if you're listening, you could see, oh, he's kind of talking about something that seems to be a little serious, but he's doing it in a way where you wouldn't know only if you know. And kind of to get to the point that I was getting, I think that trap music, drill music, rap music in 2022 overall is anti-black because of the precedents it sets as far as in the community, being that these are street guys that are jumping on songs to further their beef. These are street guys that are jumping on songs to taunt their ops, to say, hey, like, there's literally a song called I'm Still Alive, and he's just saying F the ops in a funny way the whole song. Like, there's, bro, the starter package for the last couple of years for a rapper is you got to have a charge, or you got to be fresh out, you got to be known, you know what I'm saying? And you got to be talking that stuff. That's why Lil Baby is Lil Baby. Lil Baby, luckily, he really got out of jail at the right time. You know what I'm saying? He knew the right people. All of his stuff, and from what I know, Lil Baby was turning up, like getting, like really getting deep in the streets. And the fact, like him rapping like that, it was the best thing that they could do, because it was going to be a matter of time before, or it was going to be something else. You know what I'm saying? And prayers to that man, hopefully, because you know they was talking about, all, you know, it was going to be more Rigos. Hopefully, that's not the case with him. Hopefully, he got it together before all of that. But, bro, even the fact that Young Thug could be implicated in a crime like he's been implicated in, I don't know what happened. I don't know who's guilty. Even for that to happen, you can tell hip-hop has changed, because a lot of the people that they've said that they, I've heard, from, this is what I've always heard, is that the people that don't act like they really about that is the people that's about that. Now, no, the people that's about that, they coming out like, yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like 4-2 Doug, like they really out here like dissing the cops, acting like, you know, like running from the cops. Like it, like these, some of these guys are criminals just by the definition of the word. You know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be criminals coming into the game to change their life, and they're turning over a new leaf. And I don't think that it's a way, like, these guys are just real gangsters. I just think that the discernment and the maturity isn't there like it was before. I think a lot of these guys nowadays, they got their own money. They're not being backed by some street dude, some big dog. They are the big dog, and they see what they can do, so this is what they doing, but they still, you know what I'm saying, they still who they are. I think that's the difference. Do I think that Drake is gonna make it to where rappers just wanna sing again? No, I don't think so, because that's not what it's on right now. You know what I'm saying? Drake, bro, Drake, we don't even look for Drake. I'm not going to say we don't look for it, but we're not getting what Drake gave us. You know what I'm saying? That made him who he is today. If y'all go back to, you know, the 9 a.m. in Dallas's, you go back to More Life, I would implore a lot of y'all to go back to More Life, because y'all, a lot of y'all not really giving More Life the props that it need to be given. And I feel like that's the case because y'all ain't really done your due diligence and gave it the chance to age. I think that's a big problem in music too. But Drake isn't, bro, in 2017, if Drake would have dropped Honestly Nevermind, this, like, bro, he would have had you know what I'm saying, the classic outros. He would have had, you know what I'm saying, like just the meat and potatoes that we came to love him for. You know what I mean? And I myself, I feel like he could have elevated the sound and he could have, you know, did what he was doing as far as like turning the new leaf with still staying on brand. But it's been so many years since there's been a quote unquote on brand Drake album. I guess he's done with it. I think More Life was the last one where it's like this was vintage Drake. And this, the thing with vintage Drake is that he's going to try something new, but he's still going to give his diehard fans what they're looking for. And I don't think we've gotten that in a long time. West Side Boogie's album was more of a Drake album than Drake's album was. And West Side Boogie don't sound nothing like Drake, but just the vulnerability, the melodies, as far as singing, rapping, kind of just talking, like making it to where they just talking. I think Drake, he laid the pedestal for that. And a lot of people have kind of picked up where he left off because, you know, Drake, he wanted to be a gangster for a little bit. He, you know what I'm saying, the UK swag. Now he's doing the house music. And I don't have an issue with it because I feel like even, and I don't think his intentions are ill, but even if they are, I feel like he puts whatever brand of music that he's championing, he puts that brand of music on the map when he does things like this. So I'm cool with it because that means more black people that are artists and really, you know, putting out great art are going to be able to succeed. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. I myself, I only listen to rap music. I don't listen to anything else. I grew up listening to other things and being eclectic, but you know what I'm saying? Sadly to say, like once I was rudely reminded that I was black at the age of 18, you know, in the workforce, that's kind of the music that I've been gravitating to. And I don't listen to shoot 'em up, bang, bang rap music. That's not the music I really vibe with. I kind of like the flow, like an effortless type of flow, like a Boldy James. I really mess with Boldy James. Like Babyface Ray, he don't got like an effortless flow, but he just, you know what I'm saying? He just got that flow, that talk. Like Payroll Giovanni, Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like, yeah, like I'm that, so I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even trying with it. I ain't trying with it, but this shit hot type stuff. So, like, I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I think that hip hop is more diverse than it's ever been, but they're only going to champion the music that they want to be hot. I've heard that there are many artists that are out there doing great music, and the art is the first thing that's that they worry about. But as of today, that's not what gets you the big bucks in rap. You know what I mean? Unless you are signed to a Shady like West Side Boogie is. You know what I'm saying? Unless you are signed to a P like Lil Baby is. And Lil Baby, he still has to play the game. Lil Baby, the thing is in hip hop, like, yeah, you got these guys that have cemented names, but like, Lil Baby hasn't come out with an album in the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So with his upcoming album coming out next month, he has to hit this out the park because in my eyes, if we're talking about music, My Turn and even the collab, I really like that collab he did with Drake, Voice of the Heroes. I think that was just a step. I don't think he really hit that high increase as far as like you, he really got it as far as musically goes. I think he's getting there with what we've heard, like the songs that we've heard in the last couple months. But I think this album is going to really show if he's really going like really get there and really master his sound. Because sometimes we've seen a lot of artists, some artists, they've not done that. You know what I'm saying? It's always been like, you know, he's, but you know, y'all know what it is. So let's keep it moving. I have to talk about this because of my past YouTube affiliations, if you want to call it that. Poetic Flocko and 16 Shottums Visuals, it seems like they had a little run-in. So first of all, let me say this. Poetic Flocko is a YouTuber, up-and-coming YouTuber that speaks on the rap game. In my opinion, I think that he's a narrative shaper. I think that he takes his own spin on, you know, conspiracies and hip hop. And he's the type of person that, you know, if it's going to make for good content, if it's going to make for some shock value, he's going to say it. I do think there's a talent in that, to where like you like make your, like, I think that's a new thing. It's not really, because I think there's people that have had punchable faces in hip hop media forever. But like, this is like a new guard of like a punchable face. Like, I don't think he's had, and I'm not saying I want to punch him in the face, but like, I could see why someone would want to punch him in the face if he's spoken on them before. I know about Flocko like before he was doing this type of YouTube stuff. And what I'll say, because I don't know him, I don't have anything against him, but what I'll say is that like, he don't got no credibility to me, because I know like what he was doing on YouTube before. So what he, like, everything he says is kind of like light to me, because I know what he'll do to get video views. And anybody want to call me a hater, cool. I'm speaking on facts. I'm not speaking on no internet stuff. If you know, you know. If you want to talk about it in the comments, you can. I'm sure that my old subscribers are still, some of y'all are still here, and y'all know what I'm talking about. But what happened, basically, from what we're hearing, allegedly, is that 16 Shottum Visuals came on for an interview with Poetic Flocko, because Poetic Flocko made some crazy claims about 16 Shottum's clout chasing, being a fraud, because of the situation that him and Bandman Kevo are going through. So I guess throughout the interview, I guess 16 Shottum kept asking him, why are you calling me a fraud? Da, 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 da. Basically, not a surprise from what I heard, both sides. The video didn't come out yet. I will be doing a reaction. But from what I heard, it was just some, you know, some narrative shit. Like, you know, he's asking him questions. Flocko ain't really have nothing to back up except from some wild stuff to say. And we'll all see this when the video comes out. Long story short, he called Flocko Kevo, and Flocko told him to SMD. He spit on Flocko. There were, and then Flocko told him, like, he spit on him, said he'll slap him. Flocko told him to do it. AD stood in front of him. Flocko had a lot of hot stuff to say, but nothing actually happened. And I guess from what it sounds like from both parties, that 16 Shottums, 16 Shottum Visuals spared Flocko. Now, why I say I can't really take anything that Flocko says into consideration is because he's documented as a liar and a narrative spreader before his success on YouTube. And I can tell when people are lying. I can definitely tell when an internet dude is lying, because he's like, he acts just like academics. And I know there's a narrative that academics always tells the truth and he's always coming with the facts. That is not factual if you have a brain. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when you are low-key an academic's clone, I could tell, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I could just get it. Like, you could tell when academic be BSing too. He's just a little bit better because he's been in the game for 10 years. A little seasoned at this. So, like I said, like, I think that it's great to be able to have that shock value as a media guy in hip-hop in 2022. I just have never, just in my opinion, I wouldn't want that for myself because I real life don't want problems. I don't want problems, and I see myself as a respectful type of guy. So I don't really want to be seen as being disrespectful. That's why I never really went that route. I've definitely said things. I've said things that if I had enough clout that people could not feel good about and they could want to do something about, because, I mean, bro, people are just emotional, especially men. Men are just emotional beings. And sometimes it ain't even what you say. It's just that you're saying something. You know what I mean? But as far as like just jumping out the window, you would never see me do that. Number one, because that's not me. That's not me as a person. And even though this is a character, this is something, it's kind of something that I struggle with because like, I don't want to be a caricature of myself, you know, because I have a daughter, you know what I mean? I have a family and friends, and I just don't want to be out here looking goofy just to get a check. Because I feel like, and this is a fact as well, that I can make money without doing that. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not knocking people that do it because that's what you do. This is the game. This is the game that you have chosen. This is the game that we are in. And I mean, Wayno kind of made me understand this because he probably has he's probably got a better understanding of academics more than most people because they did Everyday Struggle for so long. And he talked about it and he was saying like, bruh, all these rappers want to act like superheroes and do the wrestling thing where you just somebody that you not really. Why I can't do it? And I kind of got it after that. And I kind of understand it being a content creator because let's just be honest, bro. The moral stuff does not get the praise that it should, even if it's adding value. I talked about this when I did the little 30-minute little clip. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen. Academics wouldn't be academics if he didn't talk about the war in Chirac the way that he did. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate, you know, but as far as the masses go, that's what the masses want to see. And your customers in this game of the entertainment industry are the ones that can bring you up or bring you down. It's just that simple. And now, myself, I'm not saying that it can't work if you're not on BS. All I'm saying is that it's definitely going to be harder. You definitely may want to be tapped in with somebody that's already had to go that route so you don't have to. But if you're not, excuse me, it's going to be a slow boat to China. And me, myself, I'm cool with that. I'm not doing anything I don't want to do because I'm putting myself in a position right now to where I'm going to be financing this. I'm going to be putting this up. I'm going to be doing this stuff to get it to where I want it to be. I'm not about to be out here shopping for somebody to just put me on. No, I'm about to put myself on. And if it don't work, it don't work. But I'm not going to become at 27 years old. I'm not going to become a caricature of myself. Flacco's not, I think he's like 21, 24. That's still relatively, I'm not saying that I'm old, but we all know that like, bro, once you get like 25, 26, you start like reassessing your life and like really looking at stuff that you're around and taking in and like, you know what, to be here, I need to do different stuff. That's just the process of a young man's life. Some people, it happens earlier. Some people, it happens later. But around that age is where you really start getting into it. And just in my opinion, I don't know him to say he's a bad person, but from what I've seen him do, I believe that his top goal is to get wherever he wants to be in the light of the media, or in that vein, and that he kind of would do whatever to do that. So that's where we're at with it. And I think there's an art in that. Like, bro, I've learned so many things, and I'm aware that I may look at things differently because even though I don't consider myself a content creator, I am one at heart. And I'll be considering myself a content creator now because I'm about to start doing it more. It's a, y'all know the word I'm trying to come up with. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm just thinking too fast. But more consistently, that's what I was trying to come up with. More consistently, but like I just look at things from a different view. I'm not necessarily looking at someone that's on YouTube like this is their real personality, because I know that they get paid for this, and I don't act like I act outside of work as compared to inside of work. So why would they? You know what I mean? It's kind of like a, in my opinion, it's like a voluntary delusion that we fall under, that we think that these people, and this is kind of ties into the whole hip hop situation, that we think that these people are going to be the people that they portray, even though that we don't portray to be the people that we are on the internet. So why would somebody who's getting paid to perpetuate something, why wouldn't he just perpetuate that, even if that's not what he's on? I don't understand what the confusion is with that. It's probably because a lot of the people that are a part of the masses in hip hop are younger people, and they don't really know any better. Speaking of not knowing any better, something else that has to be talked about. DJ Academics was just exposed for making a comment regarding sleeping with 17-year-old women. And not, I'm sorry, not 17-year-old women, 17-year-old young ladies. And he's been under fire for it. My thing with this whole cancel stuff is that, number one, you can kind of see through it. And again, I'm aware that some people may not be able to see through it. I'm also aware that a lot of y'all are. And like I was saying before, a lot of stuff isn't necessarily new. Especially with like narratives and stuff like that. Like, none of that stuff is new. And a lot of people know when they're passing on information that may not be all the way 100% true. But they want it to be true. They want it to be that because they just want something to talk about at the moment. They just want something to make fun of you at the moment, to make themselves feel better, maybe feel better than you are, feel like they are better than you are. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, of course, bro. He wouldn't have said nothing like that recently. Yes, it was a minute ago. I still think it's wrong to say, but again, bro, this is content. This is content. People, to get to, even 10 years ago, to get where you wanted to get on the internet, you had to be wilding, trolling. A lot of these people have ruined their lives and their health to get this fame, clout, and money. The majority of people don't make it. So you don't really see the crash and burn, because once somebody gets to a certain point economically, they pay for you not to see that. As bro, I can tell you from my, like, not trying to do this stuff, just trying to get right with real life, stress, depression, anxiety, you know what I'm saying? Just feeling a certain type of way about, you know, people that's supposed to love me. I got very out of shape, very overweight. So just compare it to somebody that's chasing a dream and doing it dang near by themselves. You might do anything to get this dream. You know what I'm saying? And I look at it that way because I feel like, and I just have to be condescending because some of y'all act like these people ain't humans. I feel like academics is a regular human. I feel like people make mistakes. I feel like people at some point in their life with this internet stuff, they feel like they'll say anything and do anything to get attention and get reactions. And that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? It was stupid. People that are 20 years old say dumb things. They do dumb things. People that are in their 50s do dumb things. So the whole pedophile thing, that was ridiculous. And here we go back with this lame internet stuff. Let's get to that point. I think it's a problem with the internet rather more than it was a problem of saying something wrong that you shouldn't have said. We all do that. These are why I have a hard time. And this isn't why I'm not recording, but like, this is always in the back of my mind. And I've kind of attributed it to me trying to make an excuse of not wanting to put myself in a arena that I'm not 100%, you know what I'm saying, cool with the way that it's constructed, but I know that I need to put myself in the arena, so you know it is what it is the whole canceling stuff. Like, bro, so nobody makes mistakes anymore, even though we have all these crimes happening and all you weirdos are always giving out too much information about how messed up y'all lives is. And y'all live some chaotic lives. Like, when I just be looking at the stuff that people be going through, and like, you really get into the story, it's like, Jesus Christ. Seriously? Like, bro. It's like, wow. And it's not even judging. It's just like, dang, bro. Like, somebody that, you know, went through different stages. And I like to say, like, bro, I've been through several stages in life. Like, I've lived several different lives because I have. Like, I've been around certain people that may not, like, I'm like, when I was like into like church and going to church, a lot of people, I don't talk to those people anymore because the way that I talk and live doesn't align with that. And that's perfectly fine. I'm fully aware that I'm a grown ass man though, so I can do what I want to do. That at the same time, that means y'all can do what y'all want to do too. No shade. That's what it is. Bro, I was around the club life, nightlife, hood, whatever that life was, hood life, whatever that is. And I was with, you know, hanging out with different people in that time in life. And I've realized I don't talk to a lot of those people either. Why? Because we not doing the same thing. We can't be, you know, we can't talk, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I need my mind right. I've just been in so many places and come out of these places and, you know, have learned so many things and learned how to, you know what I'm saying, operate in life to where it's like, I'm not even going through a lot of this stuff. It's a lot of stuff I'm not going to go through at my age. And I'm not old, but I'm just not putting up with that. I see what it brings. You know what I'm saying? I'll just give you an example before we close out. Like, bro, I used to get really upset and mad at people when I was done wrong. To the point where it used to be kind of like a slam dunk for them because I would get so mad to where no matter what they did, they could say, oh, you're doing this and this is wrong. And my problem, which was the issue that I was mad at in the first place, would never be able to get be looked at because people are always talking about how mad I am. You know what I'm saying? And I learned that, you know what, man? I'm not about to... Oh, this is what people play? Oh, they always want to talk about how I'm getting mad. Oh, you know what? I'm done being mad. I'm done letting you see me get out of character. And it's worked to my advantage now because you can't manipulate me anymore. You can't shape a narrative about my anger because I'm working on that. You know what I'm saying? So I said a lot this episode. I really wish there was music to play. There is not. I'm getting calls, so it's time to go, Dad. But I will be back next week. If nothing more, just the audio. But we trying. It's the big podcast, and we out.